Alive and Mike Durham.
Alive and well. We'll call the council back. There's been a public hearing scheduled at 11 o'clock today. And, of course, if you've been here, you know why we're late. So we will go with that public hearing regarding the Dagsworth-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District Bonnie Neck Expansion.
This is the time and place advertised for a public hearing on the Dagsborough-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District Piney Neck Expansion. And what we'll do generally for the public hearing is we'll have a presentation. The floor will be open to public comment for those in favor of the application, then those in against it. And there will not be the opportunity to rebut or question by the public. So that's how we'll go.
Good morning. I'm here for the Piney Neck Annexation Request, expansion of the Dagsborough-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Permission to prepare and post notices was granted by council on June the 5th, 2007. Sussex County Engineering Department posted notices per state law on July 9th, 2007, and the expansion was advertised in local papers on July 18th and 25th. The area is located on Piney Neck Peninsula, primarily from Piney Neck Road, CR 336 south to Pepper Creek. The areas to the north of the Piney Neck Road are primarily lands of Sussex County, the Piney Neck Wastewater Treatment Facility, and a portion of one proposed project in the area. The area encompasses approximately 850 acres. The area is northeast of the town of Dagsborough and contiguous to the existing sewer district. The area contains several proposed projects consisting of approximately 800 EDUs, Sussex County's Piney Neck Regional Wastewater Facility, and a few outlying parcels. The projects had previously proposed the use of two different private wastewater providers. However, Sussex County's Piney Neck Regional Wastewater Facility is already located and operating on the peninsula. At a recent change of use hearing for one of these projects, there seemed to be opposition from several residents in the area to the idea of multiple treatment plants on the peninsula. Therefore, the engineering department instructed their consulting engineers to do a special study of this area as part of their ongoing Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area study, and we feel we provide a viable alternative to the multiple treatment plants. During this study, the county's engineers, Whitman Record Association Associates, along with Stearns and Wheeler, have identified the potential for additional capacity at the Piney Neck Treatment Facility. We consider this capacity to be adequate to serve this expansion at this time, and we are currently in the permitting process with DENREC for this additional capacity. Developers in this area will be subject to system connection charges per EDU. The current system connection charge for the district is $5,635 per EDU, effective until June 30th, 2008. The maps that you have and the maps over here, the orange area is the current Dagsborough-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. The four proposed projects, this is 1, 2, 3, and 4. This area to the north is part of this project. Primarily all the lands to the north of Piney Neck Road are owned by Sussex County, and this is our treatment plant right in this area. Questions?
Any questions from the council? No. Do we have anybody here to speak in favor of this expansion? Yes. Please state your name and address when you come up.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Chura. Address? 55 Cascade Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm here this morning representing HKS4. A property owner in the proposed expansion district with 122 approved units, which we are about to begin. We greatly appreciate the efforts of County Public Works, Mike Izzo and his staff, to bring this project to this point. We hope you will look favorably on it, and we are in favor of this project. Thank you.
Any other comments for the project? Yes?
Good morning, Council, County Administrator. My name is Rodney Wyatt. I'm here representing Artesian Water and Wastewater Service, and we're here to support this project. As you know, we had a project in the area that we were to serve with a wastewater treatment plant. The creation of this project will eliminate the need for us to build that facility. And we have been working with the county engineer and our clients and feel this is the best solution. So we hope that you will vote in favor of this project so we will not have to build another treatment plant in the area.
So you have nothing invested in this morning, because I think we just turned down your proposal last week, the week before.
Yes, prior to...
Or the need for you to build one there.
Yes, prior to... you deciding to serve the area, we had applied for a conditional use to serve a greater area than the present system that we have permitted to build. And we don't plan on serving the greater area because you turned down the conditional use, and at the same time, we're not going to serve the project that we were scheduled to serve if this is approved.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Howard Fortunato. I'm with the GST Group, and our company has a contract. We own part of the lands that are under the name of Mr. Timmons and Mr. Parsons, and we also support the sewer district. The only thing I really wanted to ask is just to clarify the numbers. Was it 5,632 is the per unit EDU connection charge? I'm sorry, there you are.
$5,635 per
six. Year. Okay.
Okay.
And are there any other front footage charges or connection fees or anything like that?
There will be front footage charges. At this time, we have the rates for Dagsboro, the existing district. I'm not sure if they will adjust.
Right now, the current budget.
Total rate is $1.52 per front foot for front footage.
I'm sorry.
The total rate is $1.52 per front foot. I imagine in your development, there may be a less. You would be a new development.
Correct. That is
so
correct.
Your charge would be 65 cents per front foot, based
that's
on the
worked,
current rates.
Okay, so that's the way the. That's worked into that 5635 number.
That's a separate service
connection.
Okay, I got you.
That's a one-time fee, the front footage.
That's a connection, okay.
And then there's an operating charge of $252.48 per year.
Per household.
Okay.
Right, per household.
Thank you.
Right.
That's all I wanted to know.
Spell your last name, please.
Yes, F as in Frank, O-R-T-U-N-A-T-O.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scottsdale Road, Greenwood. You know, generally, I'm not too much in favor of central sewage, but in this case, man, I hope it comes in there. I hope you guys pass it. Why? Because the opposition doesn't want it. Why don't they want it? Because they got theirs. They don't care about the builder coming in. Building's already been approved, hasn't it? The developer, development. Right. So therefore, let them have it. Right.
My name is Philip Krolcik, K-R-O-L-C-Z-Y-K. I live down at the end there. I'm not for or against it right yet. All I'm asking some questions is, the properties that's not marked, are they going to have to hook in eventually?
No.
That'd be a public hearing.
We'd have to go through the process like we're doing today. For them to, for
where
the
do you
addition.
Live? Why don't you point out on that map? Are you
I'm
on that map?
I'm across from Holly Cove.
Are you on that map?
Yes.
Where on the map?
I'm across from Holly Cove on one of these lots, right over here. Right.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking, is all he's going to have to hook in eventually?
If there's a request, we can expand the district.
Be a vote. Through the process, there'd have to be.
You'd have to petition the county, sir.
But there's no.
We don't force you to hook up.
All right, so what I'm saying is, and we won't have to hook in. This is only for those proposed areas.
You're not in
right.
the district.
Two of them are already proposed. The other two already established, the first two.
It's for the yellow areas.
Only if you're in
dark
that yellow,
area,
yellow
sir.
Areas.
Dark yellow.
They've already been approved for expansion for these proposed units.
That's what's
we're considering.
Today.
The council's considering that.
I just wanted to find out, because I didn't know about these. I know about these two, but I didn't know about those.
Oh, that whole.
We won't have to hook in if we're not marked on it.
Mr. Izzo, would you like to come forward and answer that question?
I just want to clarify so the gentleman understands the situation.
Well, that's probably me and everybody else, too.
Okay.
Michael Izzo, Sussex County Engineer. The way that the whole peninsula is in the Dagsboro-Frankford planning area, and the reason that is because the comprehensive plan that was adopted in 1999 cited this area as part of the environmentally sensitive developing district. So in proper planning, we size our infrastructure to serve that entire peninsula eventually. It's not a project that we're pursuing aggressively. We are going to attempt to serve the areas in yellow, but we do size the pipelines and the pump stations and whatever to serve the entire peninsula at some time in the future.
And Mike, while you're there, could you also explain who would get exemptions and who would qualify for exemptions in as this area all becomes yellow, like a farm, for instance?
That we do have an agricultural exemption. I don't know if Russell's here. I believe you have to have more than 10 acres being farmed, but don't quote me on that. But
I think you're right.
That's approximately correct.
Yeah.
The definition of a farm is 10 acres.
Yeah.
Plus.
Right. So eventually we'll all be yellow.
It has to be actively farmed, too.
Actively farmed, right.
Yeah.
You're not listening. Mike or John, make sure he understands. He thinks that everything will be yellow, but explain to him how the petition. Let him explain to him.
Assuming that we get a request to extend the district, or if there was a situation where septics start failing and people start having problems with their septics.
It won't be automatic, though.
We don't have any mechanism to automatically do it, correct?
I mean, if this was a sensitive area, environmentally sensitive, why in the hell do we get so many houses allowed down here? Why is that happening?
Well,
I don't
again,
know,
that's
sir.
A comprehensive.
You say it's environmentally insensitive, yet you just go ahead and put all these houses down here.
We're planning for the growth. You know, the comprehensive plan has directed it in that area, and we're just planning infrastructure. That's what we need to do.
That big, though. 200-some houses for a proposed area.
We're going to stick to the expansion of the sewer district today. That's a topic for another hearing. Right. Is there anyone else to have a comment in favor of the project?
Hi, Jeff Franz with Paradise Property, LLC. I'm the developer of the Pepper Creek Point property, which is shown on the map as the one with the 171 proposed units. And just like to state, I'm also in favor of the expansion as proposed.
Any other comments in favor?
Yeah, I'm Eddie Dason, and I've lived in the area the whole my life. And I have a farm there. And
your address?
28539 Oak Landing Road.
Right.
And it's my farm will be in the district.
Will be in the district?
Yes, in my house.
It's not in the yellow?
Yes.
Oh, it's in the yellow?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my farm is not scheduled for development.
Okay.
But I hate to see all these little small sewers plants put beside my property and other people's property to serve this one little development. I'd much rather see the county take it over.
How many acres do you have in?
Well, in this right now, this in this sewer district would be 38 acres.
Okay. And Mike, his house would have to hook up where he lives, but the rest of the acreage could be exempt? Is that how we do it?
Well, we have to look, depending upon where the house is located relative to our sewer line. If it's not in close proximity of the sewer line, we would not require any connection.
You could exempt everything then? Okay.
So I could be exempted
for
my house.
Yeah, I don't remember where your house falls on that.
Well, I'm...
We can sit down and get it.
But I'm in favor of it because of the... I think it... It makes sense. Why have three little treatment plants when there's one large one can serve the area?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other comments in favor? Do we have anyone opposed to this project?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and address.
Martha Hoffman, HOFFMAN, Piney Neck Road. I'm exactly directly across from the land trust. The back of my property is the proposed sewer, and I have been asking questions. I'm not getting too many answers, and the thing that I've been told is that the developers are the ones pushing for this, and the developers are the ones that are causing all the problem that we're going to be having. Right now, we have proposed 692 units on this map that I'm aware of. If each one has two vehicles, that's 1,384 more cars buzzing down Piney Neck Road. And the road is not suitable now for the traffic that we have. When there's two trucks going down, you've got to get over for the other one. The majority of the people that are here from Piney Neck Road will vouch for the fact that we're tired of this. We're tired of all the traffic we have going up and down there now. And with these developers, I also was told the developers are going to pay for some of the homeowners to get hooked up to sewer. Well, if they hook them up, why can't I be hooked up when I'm right in the middle of it? I'm really frustrated. I've been on a board in Pennsylvania, and I know what you people have to go through. I dealt with the state of Pennsylvania, and I admire this man. I have never met anybody here before. This man is incredible. He represents the people, and I will definitely vote for him. Sorry.
Do you want to be included?
I'll go.
No, do you want to be included? You just said.
Well, if they're going to pay for it, yes. But if they're not going to pay for it, like some, you know, rub my hands, you can get in it. I'm not that kind of person. If it's legit, it's legit. And if it's good for some, it's good for me, too.
Okay. I do want to caution that this is a legislative session of the county council, and the cheering is not appropriate for this. This is
wait, I'm enjoying it.
I know you are, Mr. Cole. You can cheer in privately afterwards.
Registered Democrat, yeah. I know it.
And I'm sure there's somebody else opposed. Next person opposed? Anyone? No? Yes? Okay. Please state your name and address.
My name is Jan Thompson. I live on Buck Hill Lane, and my property abuts the land trust property. They're very nice neighbors. I don't understand whether this hookup is mandatory. When the sewer district is established, is the hookup mandatory for those of us down here on Pepper Creek, right here? And I'm going to be surrounded by development and the land trust.
Are you in the yellow?
Are you in the yellow?
I'm in the yellow. Do I have to hook up to it?
I think you have
Mr. Izzo. If you're in the yellow, then.
She has a year to do so. I believe that's right.
You have a year after the service is there to hook up to the system. Yeah.
What we'll do is through the development that's adjacent, if you have an easement through their property to access,
absolutely,
we'll have them provide you a connection point at your property line.
But it may, ma'am, it will not happen until the developer starts his project. You are now, once this gets approved, doesn't mean it's going to happen. On any kind of time, it's not yet. Well, yeah, but it depends on the marketplace and the developer's ability to go in and start developing. So it may be 5 years, could be 10 years, maybe never. So you may have a failing system and have to get a new system.
Well, actually, you know, the way that it's set up, the projects are in the pipeline, so unless the projects didn't move forward,
still, she's still at the mercy of the developer's development schedule, correct? Right. Oh yeah. But if hers fails today, Mike, she's going to have to go get a new system, right? This doesn't help her.
Do we have any other comments opposed to the project? Please step forward.
You can just hand it into the young lady in there.
Give it her.
Thank you.
My name's David Ennis. I live at 2928 Piney Neck Road. My concern is, what is this second going to cost? Are the developers going to put the line in across the front of my line, then I can hook into that? And I pay for that? Or did I have to pay for the whole footage? Or what? I mean, I'm a little confused on this because this is talking a lot of money. I'm retired. I'm on a certain amount of money. And what's the monthly bill going to be? Yeah, is it a monthly bill, a quarterly bill, a yearly bill, or what?
Mr. Izzo, would you come back, please, and explain that?
John?
John, you want to?
John, you answer part, and I'll answer the other part.
All right.
Okay. If the public hearing passes and once the expansion is made, and we still have to install infrastructure either by the developers or by Sussex County. And not until that infrastructure is in place would they be required to hook up. And at that point in time, they still have a year. The more infrastructure that we can get installed by the developers, the cheaper the cost is to the landowners. But at this time, your quoted prices for Dagsboro are the $56.35 one-time connection fee, and then the front footage assessment is $1.52, I think Dave stated.
Yes.
That will go on your tax bill.
We probably won't quite get to you in this first. It looks to me like, you know, as far as what the developers will put in, the infrastructure won't quite get to this gentleman's house.
Okay.
If we did require that line be extended, he would have to pay a connection fee, and he would pay a reduced front footage. He would just pay the transmission and treatment. But just looking about where he's situated, my best guess is the infrastructure won't quite be there as far as our base plan is concerned. But if the council directed us, we could require that extension.
Well, Mike, what if he desires it and wants it?
That's what I was sitting here talking to him. And we can talk to him after this meeting and try to facilitate if that's something that you want. But he needed to know the cost.
Ordinance 38, all the developers are going to be doing Ordinance 38 on all that stuff?
But there's another couple properties that are located between the developer's property and his property, so they wouldn't be required to extend it all the way down the road. That's our
normal. So he might not even be in the sewer district.
No, he's in the sewer district, but he needs to get service.
But we could extend it down. We kind of have to feel out those couple affected people and see if they all want it. And if there's an opportunity and they come back to us and say they want to be served, we can implement that.
But who would?
But then I would have to pay the cost all myself, right?
Unless we can work with this development community and they'd be willing to extend the line a little further.
But
that's something that
isn't
we
that the
can
time
negotiate.
To do it now? Because he's right. He's exactly right. You could sock this man with a huge expense
we
10 years down
that.
The road.
That's not the way we do it, though, Mr. Cole. We
but
work
you may
with,
not be here. I don't know.
No.
I know, but I'm just saying it, Mike. I don't know if
10 years ago. So.
I know, but I don't know if it's a good policy because if we're relying on developers, they could be, have built the connections and everything, and it may not be laid out. So
what we're doing, again, we're trying to get the infrastructure in place, so if we do have to do it at the county's cost as part of a county program, it significantly reduces the cost to the users. I may not be able to give him a freebie day one. That happens. But it would be a lot less expensive than if we have to go in and build the system 100%. That's what we're offering.
See,
an opportunity for a reduced cost.
Right.
If that developer don't run that line to my house, now I have
which
to
does I don't think
it, then it's going to cost me a lot of money.
We
if he wants it, then he should run the line now and pay for it.
We wouldn't be looking to you to extend the line at your cost. We would do it through a county finance program. And then you would pay a user fee in concert with the rest of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District, what other people are already paying.
Well, you wouldn't have to pay for the line to come down there.
We wouldn't come to this man and say, you got to put an 8-inch gravity line down the road and put in 2 or 3 manholes for you to get sewer service. We would work with the local affected people, just like we did Delaware Avenue Extended. We've got that project we did several weeks ago where we're extending a line to serve 14 or 15 homes. And we would do that same type of project and give them the best cost we can give them.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to do it now as opposed to doing it by itself, though, Mike? I mean,
well, I don't,
Huh?
I mean,
makes sense to me.
If we put it in the budget and you approve that expenditure, we could do it. While the developer.
I think what he's saying is, he'd like to be in the budget, have the sewer when the sewer becomes available, not look up and say, hey, wait, I forgot I was, nobody told me I was left out or something. I don't know.
And that's the key. If we have 3 or 4 treatment plants down there, then you get no possibility of service, okay? Because then it's not cost effective. But if we extend the district in this manner and we put the infrastructure in place, it gives them the opportunity to have a reduced cost when we do it.
Right. I agree. We just can't tell them when.
I don't have an answer today. I mean, we can work on that if that's what the council's directive is. We can come back and put a program together, you know, about serving those. You know, there's a number. It's not just this gentleman. There's, looking at the map, there's 10 or 15 strip lots that are affected, just like
whereabouts, him. Where is that? Can Mike, can you show her, John, where we're talking?
It's basically the last proposed development is here, and there's 4, 5, or 8 strip lots, and he's one of these strip lots. I'm not exactly sure which one. I think it's this one here.
I'm directly across from Timmons Acres.
Okay.
Which is?
Yeah, so he's, you know.
He's right at the end?
He's right there.
We're actually the beginning of it, for lack
and
of
a I mean, it's an opportunity. All we would have to do is extend the line here.
But you got to put sewage on Holly Cove, too?
Which one is Holly Cove? That's this one?
Yeah.
Again, we have its size, but we didn't get any interest from the homeowners that they wanted sewer service right now.
We have to go in order, ma'am. One at a time.
Excuse me.
Ma'am, we'll call on you later. We're dealing with this gentleman right now.
So you would work with a developer to try to provide the sewer service for these lots?
If there's a, you know, if they, you know, the residents, and we would have to poll those residents and say, do you want us to pursue this? And then we would.
Okay.
And I'll ask this gentleman, do you want us to put together a project and give you a cost?
Well, I guess in the long term, probably
okay.
Yes.
Right.
But I don't know whether or not I want to hook up to it.
That's right.
I have to see the cost.
That's right. And that's what I'm offering, that we would put that together for you and say, this is how much it would cost.
Yeah. And I don't want it to depend on the developer, because once it gets developed, he might skip town and then leave me out in the cold.
County owns the system. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, the county owns the system.
I think the developer is he's the one that wants the system more than anybody else.
But we do own it. The county will own the system.
The county owns it, and
well,
again,
the developer should pay for it.
The other thing you have to remember is we have potentially new regulations on septic systems coming down the pike. I think they are going to come. I always say, I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, I don't know if it's going to be 5 years, I don't know if it's going to be 8 years.
Right.
Sometime new regulations on septic systems are coming, and it's going to affect people like that gentleman who has a standard septic system. You're going to have to put an additional treatment unit on your septic system, and you're going to have to hire somebody to operate and maintain it.
Right.
That's coming. And
just a matter of time.
Mr. Duke, can I ask them a question while they're still there?
Yes, sir.
All those strip lots that are left out along the road there, because I'm sure some people have some questions. The district's on the one side where all the new development's coming. Why didn't did you offer to them? Did you get comments that they didn't want to be in, or?
Well, this is their opportunity to come and ask to be in if they want to be in.
Were they, they weren't sent letters saying that this was going to happen today?
We did not propose it that way.
And in Oakwood development, were they approached at all? That's been there quite a while.
No.
They were not even approached?
No.
No, but we'll put a stub and we can connect it in there. Again, there is a connection point for service if and when they desire it.
Right. So we basically, is the pipe coming from South Coastal? Is that where it's coming from?
No, it goes to Piney Neck. We'll have two regional pump stations, sub-regional pump stations, and they'll both pump directly to Piney Neck.
But sizing the pipe so that we're
right.
Even
so
rock and roll.
In other words, you were talking about the benefits to the existing people living out in Piney Neck that have lived there for a long time. So what I'm looking at the map, it seems, Mike, that everything... All the new guy, that's a lot of it's vacant land, fields that we just proposed developments, are getting all the infrastructure, the nice sewer and all this stuff for their homes, which will increase their property values, et cetera, et cetera. But we've left out all the existing development. Where are the benefits to the existing development from all these developers?
That the larger infrastructure is going to be there for them to connect to. And if I run a line past their house, they'll get a lateral.
Right.
But wouldn't it be the most cost effective to hook up all those strip lots or at least get some comments to see if they want it? Now we're sitting here.
But the gentleman right there, George, said he doesn't want to be included, and you said you wouldn't include him.
No, he said
he did not want to be included.
No, I thought he didn't until he knows the cost. But He's in the yellow, and he may not even get it. So I don't know.
Our problem is if we put everybody in, then we're criticized because we're forcing sore on them when they don't want it.
Well, this
if we try to set it up so that it's an either
but Mike,
or.
Mike, this seems logical, those strip lots. You got yellow on both sides of them, front and back.
I think Mike agrees with you, but and he's building the infrastructure to do that.
But they can come in next week and ask us, you know, the line hopefully will be there for them to connect to.
And
right.
Then
they can do it individually?
Extend the district.
Yeah, they can come in. I would, you know, if we were going to do one, we probably at that time would do the poll and kind of ask around a little bit.
I just don't know why it couldn't be done now.
Well, we're looking, you know, again.
Let's continue
if
on.
If you want us to put them in, we'll put them in.
Let's go ahead with the comments.
Not a problem.
Can we, next person who has a comment, opposed?
Man, you come up any time.
Morning. My name is Steve Lewis. I live at 30277.
Can you have some quiet?
Excuse me, I can't hear Mr. Lewis. Go ahead.
I'm Steve Lewis. I live at 30277 Piney Neck, which is right in that strip area. I live three doors. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right in here.
Okie dokie.
So we got yellow behind us and yellow in front of us.
Right.
Okay.
You're not in.
My question is, I don't know at this point whether I want it or don't want it because I don't know what I'm getting or what I'm not getting. But I want to know why we weren't included. I never got a letter from the county. I never heard anything until my neighbor, Mrs. Hoffman, came to me and said, this is what's happening next Tuesday. So I'm here to just ask a couple questions. Some of them have been answered, and I just found out that behind me is going to be disposal sites. What does that involve? What's going to be, I know what's going to be disposed, but that's going to be right close to us. That's right behind us. Why weren't we notified
about
this situation? We weren't sent a letter.
About the sewer district?
Yes, exactly. Mr. Ennis was sent a letter, and I spoke with him and found that out a couple days ago. So that was my question. I have another stupid question. This is just the sewer, right? This is not water. Is that correct?
Correct.
It's just sewer. Okay, right. So it's not had nothing to do with the Millsboro water situation. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Let me ask this question just to maybe give you a sense of the logic behind engineering not including you. If you knew that you would have to pay several thousand to hook up and then be assessed several hundred dollars a year, maybe even $1,000 a year, do you think the folks would still support it possibly?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not if they have. I have an existing system,
right,
which is not even 10 years old.
Right.
And I have excellent water too, by the way. But the sewer system works fine. It's just my wife and myself, and I just found out again this morning that might change. This in 7-8 years we might have to have upgrades to our septic system.
Yeah, you need to talk to somebody else about that. That's
right.
That's a Demerac thing in Inland Bay, right? But you know, again, I think as Mr. Izzo and John said, that they were going to provide this. We're going to size it so if your system does fail somewhere down the line, that you will have the ability to be able to hook up to that system, which is.
But I may have to hook up. If he had a failing system, Denrec would probably force
you. Well, they will
hook up
as part of permit process.
Because you're such close proximity,
fails
and then it could cost
fails,
a lot.
You must hook up. That is a correct answer.
Okay. While they're going through, wouldn't it be feasible to hook up and then have a little valve there? And when my system fails,
that doesn't work.
Doesn't work that way.
Well, it'd be great if it worked that way. I agree with you. It'd be great. I would love that. But it doesn't. I think that you'll see as a ladder will be put there because it's pre-planned, and then it will be your responsibility to bring your pipe to the system.
So, Mike, there'll be a lateral for each lot?
Yeah, if he's where he's, I believe that.
Which is meaning a smaller pipe
for
me.
Yeah.
On
the
strip lots.
Provided
for all these
strip lots.
But they'd have to go under the road.
No.
Well, we have to work out.
It depends. Depends where the easements and all that kind of crap.
Well, nobody said that.
Mr. Lewis, I guess the bottom line is traditionally people who have a working system don't want any part of it, and to include them stirs up a lot of trouble, rightly or wrongly.
Okay.
And they probably, in deference to what they've learned in the past, just excluded you because they knew you probably didn't want to start shelling out thousands of dollars. Good news is they basically have given you the option, and sometime right. in the future you want
it's
to.
It's good planning on the county, but on engineering, our engineering staff, to be able to say that if you do fail, as Mr. Phillips said, you got it.
Okay, is it going to cost me more down the line if I?
And I can't answer.
You know, if I don't get it hooked up when they're putting it through now, 8 years from now, is it going to cost me twice as much to hook up?
They knew what that would cost. We'd all be rich.
May get cheaper. If you believe in that.
Pay me now or pay me later?
There will be an annexation fee required probably to bring your property into the district at a later time. I'm not sure the exact number of the annexation fee.
It would be minimal amount.
Basically, there's not a significant.
No, there's not.
Correct. And depending on the interest, the annexation fee may be waived to bring in the entire strip of lots.
But most likely, the tap fee could be possibly the same. Normally, that doesn't change once it's system.
There's a connection fee that goes up with inflation, but it wouldn't. We don't anticipate a major increase in the fee.
It's been minor in the
last.
Not
a significant increase.
It will go up. They don't know how much.
Well, I'm sure it will. Nothing goes down, just like the price of gas. But the. So what I'm seeing here, then, it's going to cost each individual $5,635 to hook up to this, and then it's $1.52 per foot frontage foot.
Per front foot.
Assessment per
with a
per
maximum
year
per year.
100 foot
usage.
Maximum 100 foot.
And then
maximum 100.
Right.
Okay. After 100 foot, you get free. I mean, after we only charge up to 100 feet. Maybe that's right.
I got
there's
you.
Nothing free, but
yeah,
you know, up
right.
to 100 feet.
And then
252 annually.
And then
okay, and then I guess I'm...
In the treatment.
I still have concern about the disposal site and the odor and so forth. Can anybody help us there?
Yeah, we can.
Mr. Izzo, can.
Back of our property?
We already have the existing plant that's already there, the Piney Neck plant, which is only a short distance away.
Yeah.
We'll use the same type of treatment and disposal system. If and when we extend, I don't have a plan where I'm doing it within the next 2 years, but sometime 5 to 8 years, we probably will be extending a spray irrigation system almost identical to what we already have in place. And Mr. Davidson is here. He works with us. There's basically no odor or anything associated with it. If you want to come, we'd be glad to give you a tour of the plant. You can see exactly what we did.
Well, right now I'm far enough away, I think. Not a concern from the present one, but
right.
It certainly is when it's right behind my house.
Right.
It's spray irrigation, is that correct?
Spray irrigation.
Do we
at
have
some
woods,
time,
woods in that area?
Excuse me?
Is there woods? Is it wooded?
It's I'd say about 60% wooded in our original plan. At least phase one would be only to spray on the non-wooded area, but eventually we'll clear those woods
but
and spray on them.
You clear them and just sprinkle all the way, not irrigate.
Right.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say for the council's benefit, I think I understand these people's concern, and maybe for the future, if we have people with lots that are adjacent to the proposed district, we need to include them in some kind of mailing ahead of time before
okay.
we come into council, just to kind of give them the basic facts, and we can include that in our process. That would be the correct way to do this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike.
I think
questions?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Ma'am? Come on up.
Ma'am, we need you to come
up
front.
Talk to us, then you can go back over.
And state your name and address.
For all that legal crap.
Fine. Yeah. My name is Mrs. Monbank, and I live right down there on Piney Neck Road. The one question I have, you said you're going to bring spray fields behind us.
If you live in one of those strip lots,
right.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in the area where it's cleared land. Where they're right now having farming. How does it affect our wells? Because all of us, most of us have our wells right there in the
right.
back of the land.
What we have to do before I could even get that site permitted for us to spray on it, we have to sink a variety of monitor wells around the site and actually test the quality of the groundwater. And then forevermore, we've got to monitor the quality of that groundwater to make sure that we don't ever for example, there already are some nitrates in the groundwater. So what we have to do is monitor the groundwater to make sure that whatever we do, it never gets any worse than what it is today, and hopefully better, because we do monitor and strictly monitor what we apply.
We're all fairly new. I mean, we have a house there, our son just built a house.
Sure.
His well is a year old.
Right.
You know, we put the money into those lots so we would not have to pay a monthly water and sewage fee.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you're telling us we might end up doing that.
Good.
Sometime in the future, yes, ma'am.
Only if your system fails.
Long time.
And if your system fails, the $5,000 connection fee will look inexpensive compared to what you would have to pay.
And, Mike, we do have the spray fields right behind that we're using right
That's
now.
That's correct.
And,
as
he offered before, if you'd like to go show, he could show you the monitoring wells and all the situations that are required by the state to do, so that if there is any leaching, that you catch it prior to any of those kind of stuff.
Because with right now, there's only so many houses playing, but there is more vacant land down in Piney Neck.
Yeah.
And what if you bring all this down, what makes us sure that the developer's not going to gobble up every piece of wood down there and build?
Well, again,
we'll be so saturated in that area that
we're only talking sewer now.
Right,
okay.
But I mean, with that sewerage coming in, it's going to allow them to build more.
It's you know, part of the comprehensive plan is that this is a developing district, and they could come in and build the development with private sewer plants. So it's going to come whether we extend the sewer in this way or not, but this gives you an opportunity for cost-effective sewer if and when you desire it.
Ma'am, could you spell your name for the record?
V-O-N, capital B-A-N-K, Von Bank.
Thank you.
Opposed? Any more comments opposed to the project?
One more, just a quickie.
Sure.
Come on now.
Mike, you're going to have to get a seat with Lawrence sitting there.
Yeah, Martha
and I'm Martha's husband, live on Piney Neck Road, same address. I just have one question. If the developer hadn't bought that land, would the sewage still be coming through?
No. The state of Delaware permits little package treatment plants for developers. So you would have possibly seen something like that.
So we have developers to thank for our new sewage system.
Well,
you could ask for it also.
It's a possibility. You could say that.
Any more comments opposed to the project? No? Okay, we're going to close the time for public comment. Council?
Well, I don't know if we want to leave it open for maybe a week, because it sounded like some of the people who weren't notified in the immediate area, maybe word of mouth, they might get notified. We might hear something. I don't know if there's any big rush. Mike, is there any big rush to another week maybe?
I don't see any.
Because it did sound like some of them said they were never, you know, notified, and they're in the white, and some of them are in awfully close proximity. So we could.
That would also give you excuse me.
No, that's all right. No.
The opportunity to work out some prices and know. You know, so if somebody did contact.
So if anybody could call your office, Mike, is there Mr. Ashmere, which?
John is here. I'm sure he has business cards. If somebody wants to sit down and talk to us, we'd be glad.
We'll hand a few of them out, John, and maybe get passed around.
Cheapest thing in the county. Mm-hmm. Cheapest thing in the county.
Council want to vote to leave this matter open?
I would make a motion to defer for a week.
Leave the record open.
Leave the record
open. Do you think they can get it done in 1 week? I mean,
Get done what?
Can you get it done in 1 week, or you want two, Mr. Izzo?
That's a council meeting in 2 weeks.
I don't know. Sure. Probably do.
Yeah.
We're here most every Tuesday. Huh?
Two weeks.
No, I'm just thinking, time you get people's request, and then you get answers back to them, I mean, are you going to continue the public hearing? I mean, I don't know why we're deferring leaving it open. Unless you're going to continue the public hearing.
It will have any bearing, I guess, Mike, if somebody else comes in, because
I guess we could still receive their comments and report back to you.
If somebody, Dale, wanted to be included and we closed the public hearing, it'd be difficult then to open the public hearing to change something that's white to yellow. So you have to leave the public hearing open for additional comments for 2 weeks, if that's what you want to do, or 1 week.
That's fine. I'm just trying to clarify why we're leaving it open, and if you do, I don't think 1 week is enough.
Okay, well then I'll make my motion then be 2 weeks that we leave the record open for additional comments. Make it that simple.
Second with that.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to leave the record open and put it back on the agenda in 2 weeks. So if there's people that are not included or have questions, that they can get in touch with Mr. Ashman. Hopefully that will resolve the problems, and we vote on it in 2 weeks. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. I've had a request to do the grants. Why don't we just break for lunch?
I don't know, Mr. How about on the old business? Is there any reason we have to do all those today?
Yeah, they're advertised.
Well, no, we changed it last week. We just defer on them.
Yeah. You want to take a break for about 15 minutes for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Is there anything to eat?
Somebody make a motion?
Cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Make that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to recess for 15 minutes for lunch. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. 15 minutes.